what the agreement that we are signing here today is for an amount in grant to the government of Dominica of $558,000, which is approximately $1.5 million, for the upgrade of the Champagne Beach facility. Let me give you a quick background on why it is that we find it appropriate and we are so pleased to be able to support this project in Dominica. The CDF was established by Revised Treaty of Chagaramas to attend in particular to the circumstances of disadvantage in countries, regions, and sectors of CARICOM in a manner that would allow these countries to better take advantage of economic and trade opportunities in the CARICOM single market and economy, the CSME. Within that framework, the CDF has been asked by the member states to provide development or support in a number of sectoral and thematic areas. While tourism is not necessarily mentioned as a sector of interest, we have been doing a lot of work in tourism, particularly in the OECS countries, because as we seek to address this circumstances of disadvantage, it actually makes sense from a developmental perspective to flip the narrative and not just to consider disadvantages, but to support the countries in the sectors in which they have comparative advantage. So this is the first fundamental reason why we focus so much on tourism as a sector of intervention for support to the OECS, including Dominica. But also, one of the thematic areas that we consider in accordance with our agreement is infrastructure development, and another is business development and enterprise competitiveness. So this project allows us to pursue our objectives and respond to the mandate given to us by the community in these areas while providing support to Dominica in upgrading its tourism product. Another important dimension of this, we believe, is that when you have attractions that have world-class potential, what you do when you upgrade these attractions, you improve the competitiveness of the industry in question, in this case tourism, and of particular relevance to the CSME, you improve the attractiveness for inter-regional travel as well, which is clearly in support of greater regional integration. So, as it were, this project ticks many boxes for us, as I know it does for Dominica. So it gives me particular pleasure to be able to sign this agreement today with the government. This is the first agreement that we will sign under the second cycle country program for Dominica. And the reason that it has taken so long in coming, because our second cycle comes to an end at the end of this year, is because we have made a decision based on a request from the government to reserve the allocation of concessional financing to Dominica to support the geothermal power plant project. So what the government has requested us to do is to allocate a portion of their grant from the CDF towards this priority project to reserve the balance of the grant towards geothermal to complement a concessional loan that the CDF has provisionally allocated to the government in the amount of US$10 million. So while this is a small start to the program, it is a significant start, and we expect that it will culminate in a signing of an agreement with the government to make those resources available for construction, to go towards the construction of the 10-megawatt geothermal plant in short order. So this is part of a broader initiative, it allows us then to respond positively to the main development priorities of Dominica, both nationally and within the context of its fit within the regional development space.